Hey, good evening, everyone. We're up to the 25th installment of Das Tefillah, and we're still like right at the beginning of the book. But, we're on page Mem Ches. So I guess we're going about 2 pages this year, so that we should be done sometime, after Mashiach comes. We should be safely there. Okay, let's share the screen. Hold on a second. I have to do it again. 1 second. Okay, so let's remind ourselves of 2 things that we've been doing. The first is we started with a Yerushalmi, a very interesting Yerushalmi several weeks ago, which he's going to refer back to today, that gave a third interpretation of why we have 3 tefillos a day. We're all familiar with the ones that appear in the Babylonian Talmud. A, it's Keneged the 3 Avos. We had in Parshas Vayera this past week the origin of Shachris from Avraham. And B, we had the second opinion is that it's Keneged the Tamidin, the Korbanos. Okay, good. He's going to get back to that. Chapter 3 deals with the Avos. Chapter 4 deals with the Korbanos. Very good. But the first is that it actually is because of the 3 different times of the day. We may never have thought about 3 different times of the day, but it really is. There's morning, afternoon, and night. And it's really that simple. It's that simple. That morning, afternoon, and night is the reason why we daven 3 times a day. But it was more than that, because the Yerushalmi said that when a person notices that a new time of the day has come, and these are the 3 noticeable changes. There's no noticeable change at midnight, but you can notice when the sun is rising, you can notice when the sun is setting, and you can notice when it's dark. Very easy to notice that, as we'll see. That you should say something in particular, right? There's something in particular that the Yerushalmi tells us that you should say in the morning when you get up. In the morning when you get up. So you say, "Moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai v'Elokei Avosai shetotzeisani me'afela la'ora." Thank you, God, for taking me from darkness to light. In the afternoon, you say, "Thank you, God, for Yehi Ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokai v'Elokei k'shem shezichisani, just as I merited to see the sun on one side, so too I should see the sun on the other side as the afternoon comes in." And at night, you should say that just as Yehi Ratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokei v'Elokei Avosai, k'shem shehayisi ba'afela v'hotzeisani la'ora, just as last night you took me from darkness till this morning to light, so too this darkness should go away and you should take me to tomorrow morning. So it's not simply that the 3 times of the day should inspire us, should remind us, oh, wait, something going on in Shemayim, there must be a God. Therefore, I should pray. But it's a specific prayer. And it's interesting that the language of the Yerushalmi is a language of Lashon Yachid, of a singular, of a personal connection, which is very interesting because if there's anything in the world that is not about you, it's about the rising and the setting of the sun. That would be something you'd say to someone who's very self-centered and vain and say to them, you probably think that the rising and the setting of the sun is because of you. Well, it's interesting that the Yerushalmi Lang puts this into first person and says, "Thank you, God, for taking me from darkness to light," which on the one hand is a way of saying, thank you that I survived. Because, of course, every single life is independent. I knew you were going to keep the world going till tomorrow, but thank you for keeping me going. But then again, it sounds almost like I'm referring to God as the one who's doing it for me. Thanks for allowing me to see the sun. I mean, the sun's there for everybody. It's a very personal connection, and that's part of what he's going to speak about. So that was the first thing we have to remember. The second thing is he spoke at the beginning of this particular section about the 2 great kings of our world, the sun and man. That's the sun is in charge of the physical world. It provides so much of the nourishment of the physical world. But man is in charge not just with part of the physical world, but to take the physical world and to connect it back to Hashem, to play an important role in terms of the cosmos, of taking the world and sanctifying it, connecting it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving it its purpose. HaMispalel, he says. Now on to the back to the Sefer. HaMispalel hofech et ha-teva kekli bitui la'avodas ha-borei yisbarach. A person who's davening takes the natural world, even the most natural and obvious things that affect everyone, as an opportunity to serve God, as an opportunity to connect things to God. Kol tofa'a shebehiluch ha-shemesh. Every aspect, everything that happens with the moving of the sun, we know, of course, that the sun doesn't move. I'll say that, but it looks like the sun moves, and that's the way we're relating to it. Mehave gorem lahoda'a bakasha tikva v'yichu. I take the simplest thing in the world, the rising and the setting of the sun, and I make that an opportunity to thank God, to ask for God, to hope for things, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al hashinuyim hamitrachashim ba hu koveya tfila. I, man, have the ability to take the most natural things and to make them into a tfila. Et otan hatofaot shebehiluch gagal hashemesh mefareshu kiyachas prati shel haborei yitbarach elav. And here's where he says it. The occurrences of the moving of the sun, I see as a personal connection that I have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see that as God doing something for me. The famous Gemara talks about two different ways that guests relate to their hosts. That guests relate to their host. There are some guests who come to their host. Let's say they're is the family, and you come as a single person, and you come and you sit at their table. The Gemara says that there's some guests who say, they were cooking anyway. I mean, how few pieces of chicken can you really make? They had to open the bottle of wine anyway. I'm not really adding. They didn't go out of their way to have me here. That's one way that a guest might look at things. And the other is, I can't believe that they did all of this just for me. They opened the wine just for me. He baked the challah just for me. They put out the dishes just for me. They set the table just for me. Now, at first glance, the Gemara is speaking about the difference between a modest person and an egotistical person. The first person realizes that, you know, they didn't do this all for you. They were probably doing it anyway, and they were nice enough to invite you. The second guy sounds like an idiot. You really think they weren't, because you showed up, you think they made a shot? But the Gemara is not praising the first and looking down on the second. The Gemara is looking down on the first and praising the second. It doesn't mean you should really think that they opened the wine just for you, but you should have a level of gratitude as if they opened the wine just for you. Your gratitude shouldn't be any less because there are other people at the table, because they had to feed other people otherwise. A good guest who truly realizes what the host is doing for them and they didn't owe them anything looks at it as if the entire meal was created just for them. And of course, this is a parable for every one of us who are guests in God's world. To say that the sun is coming out because of me sounds like a tremendously egotistical thing to say. But of course, you're not supposed to think you're the only person in the world. But you're supposed to look at it as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun for you. You're supposed to have a sense of gratitude as if everything in the world, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, the world was created for me. He created oceans for me. He created forests for me. He created planets and stars and the most unbelievable things all around the world. He created that for me. You ever have that sense? When you see your Windows screen change, if you do the nature one, I have that thing. And when the computer turns on, it gives you another great photograph. It's hard to believe there are that many beautiful places on the earth. Can we train ourselves to say, thank you? Not, whoa, that's nice. I wonder where that is. And hopefully not click on the thing, because then you end up in all these, whatever, you have to research the place and that it was made by these Indians and this, that. Just look at it and say, thanks. That's a beautiful thing you made for me. So we're praising the person who says, we're praising the person who says, has a sees it as a yachas prati, as a personal connection. Shel habore yisbarach ilav. Cheshkas halayla, hi hester panav yisbarach. When it gets dark, we should see that as God, in a way, hiding his face. Not from the world, but from me. We can look at, we'll see this in the next chapter, or in the next section of this chapter, which we mentioned last week, the idea of the Ramchal, that the simplest, most obvious thing in the world, whether it is light out or not, is a hint for us as to how to relate to God. When it is light out, we should look at it as if God is shining his countenance upon us. When it's dark out, we should see it as a time of Hester Panim. Not only, however, should we look to the sky to understand how to relate to God at a particular time, but we should look to the sky to see how God is relating to me at a particular time. Cheshkas halayla ki hester panav yisbarach. The darkness of the night, I should feel a distance from God. I should feel the fact that I can't see him. And that's what causes, as the Yerushalmi says, that's what causes me to pray at that moment and to say, that God should take me from this darkness to light. I should see it as if God's telling me something. Haboker hu ha'arat panav yisbarach. The morning we should see as God shining his countenance. We'll talk about this as we see it in the next section, in the next section in the Sefer. That scene from Cinderella, where she wakes up in the morning and the birds are chirping and everything is wonderful. That's the way, I'm sure that you all wake up just like that, singing in the morning with the birds outside. That's the way we should see, when we see the sun come out, we should say, God likes me today. God cares about me today. God is shining his countenance on me today. Ubetfiloso humodel Hashem al hazrachas panim zu. I say, God, thank you for shining your countenance upon me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for doing chesed with me. Not even the world. With me. Ein humakabel es metzios chayav b'miskeres tofa'at teva elu. He refuses, a person who's davening, a person who's serious about their tefillah, refuses to see nature as godless and refuses to see nature as public. I see it as private. This God is between you and me. We have a very close personal relationship. We're in love with each other. This is God knocking on my window in the morning. Kedavarhu muvan me'ilav. He understands. It's understood, of course. Everything that's going on in the world is also God speaking to me personally. Mevakeshu mehabor yisbarach kashem shezichisani, singular. Just as you allowed me. What do you mean you allowed me? I just happen to be standing here. The sun's not going to stop because of me. No. You should be that guest who looks at it as if everything that's going on has been done just for me. Kashem shezichisani lerosa zacham v'mizrach chak v'zakeini lerosa b'marav. Kanhu nekudat hamifgash ben shnei hamalachim. And this is where the two kings, where the sun, which is not simply the most obvious thing, not only simply the secret to light and day, but the most powerful idea in nature is the sun. It provides, it shines, it provides nourishment, it provides light and warmth. There is nothing in the natural world that provides more than the sun. And it's in tefillah that the sun and man, woman, mankind, come together. Hamoshel ha-gashmi v'hamoshel ha-nivdal, as we saw before. The moshel ha-gashmi, the material influencer, that's a big word they use today. I actually heard somebody introduce themselves as that recently. I'm an influencer. Okay. I said, I hope I'm an influencer, but that's not what I do for a living. I'm an influencer. That's actually something you can actually put down on a resume. You're an influencer. So there's an influencer, there's a material influencer, and there's a nivdal. There's an influencer who is beyond that. כשזה האחרון מתגלה כבחיר הבריאה, this is where the sun meets man, where nature meets mankind, where the second, where the latter is revealed to be the purpose of the world, the most perfect and the most important thing in the world, humanity, asher kula notzra lihiot lo kli la'avodat ha-bore, when everything around him or her is seen to be a vessel, an opportunity, a kli to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything around me, the sun, nature, every single thing in the world, bishvili nivra ha'olam, but not for me, for me to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that's out there. And don't say there's another X billion people, and therefore it's their job to connect the sun to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my job. V'kach mevar hamabit et inyan perek shira. Ah, now we get to Perek Shira, for those who are Perek Shira fans. And this is the way the Mabit explains Perek Shira. He has, we've quoted the Mabit on different occasions. The Mabit has the Mabit Sefer, the Beit Elokim, has different sections. Section on Tefillah, very important. At the very end of the Beit Elokim is printed a whole commentary on Perek Shira. This is how the Mabit explains Perek Shira. Shenemar al yedei kol nivram migarmei hashemesh. Garmei hashemesh, we said, was the constellations. Perek Shira is this rabbinically created song, which has what every single one of the brios, everything in this world, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know you can't hear it. The trees don't talk in our language. They just their leaves rustle, but when they're rustling, this is what they're saying, and it explains through every one of the different creatures. Migarme Hashemesh, from the constellations, va'ad hachayot v'domu me'haretz, from to the animal world and even to the mineral world. U'bederech acher hakrov alavar inyanze el hasechel, and he writes in another way that's easier to understand. He explains what's going on. Kosev sham hamabit. Sheheyot v'chol habriya nivra'a l'tzorach ha'adam. Because since everything was created for man, k'moshe nechtav, as we wrote, the k'moshe nechtav, as the pasuk says, v'yirdu b'digas hayam, Adam and Chava are charged with ruling over the world. Everything was created for the two of them. Tzaricha adam lirot to'elet kol davar sheyesh ba'olam. A person needs to see the reason, the purpose, of every single thing in the world. They need to see that. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that the reason why a person, why Adam was created Yechidi, is to sort of set the paradigm. The fact that Adam got a wife, the fact that they had children, the fact that there are now 6 billion, the world was not created for 6 billion people. It was created in the account we have Breishis for one person. Yeah, since then, a lot of things happened, but it was created for one person, and that doesn't change. The paradigm, the idea that an entire earth would be created for one human being, that doesn't change. So I have to think, what can I do? What was everything created for? What's the purpose of every single thing in nature? How is this meant to be a kli to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'ashira shiachasula kol echad mehem, yesh bahem, Chilul v'sheva, chilul v'sheva chlekei yisbarach. Everything, every single thing has in it, every single creature, every single plant has praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'harei hu ki'ilu omer la'adam, ra'ui l'cha shetehalel v'teshabeach uto alma shebara uti l'toalatcha. It's as if every single creature is not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The animals in Perek Shira are not really talking to Hashem. Hashem knows what they're there for. The trees are not talking to Hashem. They're talking to us. And they're saying, realize what I'm here for. Realize that you should praise Hashem for me. Realize that I'm here to help you to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chachamim sheyadu v'hisigu amitas teva kol min v'min shehem yechasu l'kol echad ashira haru'u yelo k'fi tivo v'to'altu l'tzarech adam. And Chazal, who understood what they were there for, what these all of these things were there for, how they could connect the person to Hashem. They put words into their mouth as if to say, I'm here to accomplish this person. But the Perek Shir is not ultimately speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if they are talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're supposed to be listening. We're supposed to listen to all of these various creatures and various things in the world and see, how are they relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How are they supposed to help me to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Va'al pi shinui hazmanim elu tiknu ha'avos ha'tfilos. Therefore, says the Mabit, based on these changing times, the Avos created the three tfilos. B'kvias zmanei ha'tfilos al pi hiluch ma'arechas ha'shemesh. By creating the times for tfila, by each of our avos creating a tefillah based on the different placements of the sun, lo rak sheyeshna horaat ikarei ha'emuna. It's not just that it's there to teach us what we believe is the true power. Ubitel hadeos hanifsado shel avdei ha'teva. That was the first level. The first reason why when the sun moves, we pray to Hashem is to say the sun is not moving by itself. The first reason is that as we see all these natural phenomenon, we should say we know that that's not what it's about. But it's not just for that reason that Avram Avinu saw the sun rising in the morning and davened, as if to say, everyone thinks you, the sun, are God, but I know better. Elagam ritimat komaracha. Ritima is harnessing. V'gam elagam ritimat kol marechet ha-teva shebemeshel sa-shemesh. It's to harness the power or the greatness of the sun, l'shamesh kli bitul avodat ha-borei, in order to be a kli, in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just that we are negating. It's not just that we're saying the sun is not God. It's we're saying the sun is here so I could reach God. The sun is here so I could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just that the sun isn't the God. It's that the sun is no independent. There's no reason for the sun if it wasn't a kli for me be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach yetera mizot. He's a very dramatic writer. But more. But wait. There's more. Ach yetera mizot. There's more. There's something else. Hamispalo meser es halot. Lot's not just the name of Avraham's nephew, right? Lot is a covering or a wrapping. Hamispalel meisir es halot me'al marechat ha'teva. He pulls the covering off of nature. U'megaleh shehi atzma ovedet u'meshoreret et shirata leborei ha'olam. Utzva shamayim lecha mishtachavim. And that, it's even more than that. It's not simply that I'm saying that the sun is not God. It's not simply that I'm saying that the sun is a kli for someone to reach God. I pull off the covers and I reveal that the sun itself is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Utzva shamayim lecha mishtachavim. V'kach baboker be'omro es psukei dezimra. In the morning when I'm saying psukei dezimra, mevatehu et shirat hayikum ha'mitorer l'chaim. I sing the song of a world that's coming to life. Shekula hi divrei hala liyotze breishis, and it is all praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hifligu chazal b'shevach omer psukim elu. Yihichelki am omrei hala b'choyom. That's the idea. To say the psukei de Zimra, which the Gemara understands is a statement of halal, to pull off that mask and to reveal that the whole world is really just singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just that it's not God itself. It's not just that it can be a kli if I use it. It's to understand that it's already involved somehow in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in singing his praises and reflecting who he is. Hallel mashma'uto or. The word hallel is actually means to shed light upon. It means to shed light upon. Bahalu neiro alai rosh. Pasuk in Iyuv says, when his lamp shone over my head. Hama'amin b'shoro et shirat hayakum. When I sing the song of nature, me'sirhu et ha'masvesha mahalechateva, I take away the mask, the covering of nature, ha'chotzeitz al harat panav. I reveal that everything here is really just a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's singing his praises. Kisui zehu agoreim le'ta'ut chas v'shalom me'al panav. That the inability of most people in the world to understand that is what causes them to not understand him and not to see him. Hamispalo meiris habria be'munoso umagales pnimiusa. The person who davens sheds light upon creation and uncovers its inner meaning. Shekolin yanahu avudat hazimra v'hilul hashevach l'bori ha'olam me'ashamayim v'chol tzavam atanini v'chol tzavam. And this is v'zehu om kam shal tvarim. We'll finish with this. Ha'adam hu ha'me'orer et habriya b'chol tfilotav. We wake up the world with our tfilos. L'shorer habriya es shirasa. We get the world to sing. Va'afes malachei elyon. And even the angels, as the Gemara tells us, Ein malachei asharis omrim shiru l'mala ad shiyomri Yisrael l'mata. That the angels in Shemayim don't even start singing until we sing down here. V'zeh watam shamalachim ha'mekadshim mishmei marom mamtinin milashalish kedushim. That's why they wait until after we say ours, because we are what brings the entire world to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu gam kein inyan amiras perach shivra kol yom, is called in the Nefesh HaChaim. Sh'al yidei amiras ha'adam oso, shu kolos kolakochos kulam, hunesin koach ha'malachim v'asharim. We empower the entire universe to be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our praising him at particular times of the day. Bi'arnu tavnito shel inyan kviyas mani ha'tfilos lefi mahalak al gashamash. We've now explained the fact that the tfilos were established based on the moving of the sun. Umikan, b'ayim anu lihizbonin ba'om koshel dover ad kamesh yadenu magas. What? And from there, now we're going to come to get to the depths of this idea. What? We've been doing this for 6 weeks. Rabbi Rakovsky, this parak. What do you mean? So he's telling us that the best is really yet to come. That a true and deep understanding is still yet to come in front of us of the connection between the times of the day and the various tfilos, and we'll please God be able to do that soon. And what we'll hopefully be able to do soon is not simply understand the power of our tfilos, but understand how the tfilos of Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv are meant to be different. He's already hinting to that. He's already, based on the Yerushalmi, showing that what we say in the morning is not the same thing we say in the afternoon. It's not the same thing. How do we create three different experiences when we say the same text every time? And that's what he's going to begin to go into. The fact that what's going on outside should help us understand different ways of davening Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. And once we begin to do that, it takes away a lot of the monotony and a lot of the repetitiveness that goes on from saying the same text again and again. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start with that next week. Have a great, great day, everybody. Great night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.